Where C.J. Stroud falls in the updated betting odds to win the 2022 Heisman Trophy via betonline.ag. And we get a little recruiting update with John Garcia Jr. from Sports Illustrated. Him and I look at Ohio State's most recent commits, Dejon Robinson and Bryson Rogers. You can hear all that right here on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back for the episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Thursday, April 21st in the year 2022, and today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. I would also like to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen or first watch of every single day. Spring games are almost over. There are more spring games this weekend. There's actually a spring game tonight in the Big Ten. Big Ten Network has a game today, tomorrow, and on Saturday. Notre Dame spring game is this coming Saturday. If you want to get an early look at Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, Ohio State's week one opponent in the upcoming season. And with spring games almost over, numerous sports books are going to update their betting odds about who they believe is the betting favorite to win the 2022 Heisman Trophy. Those of you that follow me on Twitter, you guys will see that periodically I will tweet out an updated betting odds to win the Heisman Trophy and the College Football Playoff National Championship in the upcoming season. Well, I checked betonline.ag before hitting record on this year's podcast, and lo and behold, number one, the betting favorite to win the Heisman Trophy is not Bryce Young from Alabama, but it is C.J. Stroud, quarterback from the Ohio State University. 10 through 1, there'll be some recognizable names. One name that I don't see that I had seen quite a bit towards the top of this list is Quinn Ewers. It never made any sense to me why you would say he's a betting favorite now, when you have no idea what he's going to do on the field, especially projecting that from what you have seen previously from him. That didn't make any sense to me. But 10 through 1, a lot of these names you'll recognize. Some of them you will not. But there are not only just one Buckeye in the top 10, there are two. Number 10, betting favorite via betonline.ag to win the upcoming Heisman Trophy. Bijan Robinson from Texas, a running back, probably the best running back in the country. DJ Uiagalelei, quarterback from Clemson, number 9. Number 8, Anthony Richardson from Florida. And I still don't know if he's going to win the job. I think Jack Miller is going to push Anthony Richardson to win that starting role there for the Gators. Number 6, you'll like this one, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, wide receiver from your Ohio State Buckeyes. Number 5, Jackson Dart, quarterback from Ole Miss, former USC quarterback. Number 4, Jahmyr Gibbs, running back from Georgia Tech. Yes, they do play good football down there in Atlanta, and I do believe Jahmyr Gibbs is going to turn some heads in the upcoming season. Number 3, Caleb Williams, USC quarterback. He followed his coach Lincoln Riley from Norman over there to Southern California. Number 2, Bryce Young, the Heisman Trophy winner from last year. And then number 1, C.J. Stroud. The margin between Stroud and Young is not very large. Bryce Young is at plus 400, and then C.J. Stroud is at plus 350. I like what I have seen, and honestly, this is probably what I have expected. What I have believed. This kind of confirms what I think will happen at the top. Stroud's going to win it. I've been saying that since January. And then Bryce Young is going to be in the running. I just don't know if he'll be in New York as a finalist in the upcoming year. I expect big things from Bijan Robinson, from Caleb Williams, from Jaxon Dart, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Remember, Anthony Richardson is right behind Jaxon Smith-Njigba when it comes to the betting odds. But I don't know if Anthony Richardson's going to win his quarterback battle, because I think Jack Miller III is a starting quarterback at a high-level Power 5 school, and I think he could do that this year. Not at Ohio State. But as we've seen with quarterback play throughout the entire country, quarterback play is one of those things that coaches, they're sometimes too quick to pull the plug and to put the backup in, and that might be the case down there in Gainesville, Florida. So I'm going to be watching that very closely. Does Jack Miller get the nod to start before the season starts? Does he get the nod to start in the middle of the season? Is it an injury, or is it just Anthony Richardson just not being the starter and the player that people think he will be down there in Gainesville? These are just things that I'm speculating and I'm thinking about. Some other names that are here on this list outside of the top 10, some you'll recognize. Spencer Rattler is at number 12 favorite. Number 13, Travion Henderson. Number 14, Will Anderson Jr. I still think Will Anderson will be in New York here very, very soon in the upcoming season. He had a phenomenal year last year, and I still think he has good football left in him down there in Tuscaloosa. JT Daniels at plus 4,000. Hendon Hooker at plus 4,000. Braylon Allen, running back from Wisconsin, at plus 5,000. I believe, and I said it before, I think I said it earlier this week, Braylon Allen and Travion Henderson will compete to be the best running back in the Big Ten Football Conference this upcoming season. And I still think Braylon Allen and Travion Henderson will be two of the better running backs in the country. I can't lean one way or another. Yes, I know the hat, the symbol on the hat that I'm wearing today, but that does not mean I'm going to be a homer. Braylon Allen is a good football player, man. I mean, he showed some signs and some things that we did not see from Travion Henderson last year. So I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, because I'm an Ohio State fan, Henderson's going to be the better back. You know, you got to prove it to me on the field, young man. Everybody has to prove it to me on the field, not just in this situation. Everybody has to. And I do believe we have seen enough from C.J. Stroud, from Bryce Young, from Caleb Williams, from Jackson Smith and Jigba, from Jahmyr Gibbs, from D.J. Well, from Bijan Robinson to think that they'll be and have a running to be in New York in the fall. Will Anderson as well. DJ Uiagalelei, I think it's more mental confidence than skill set. I believe he has all the physical tools and the skills needed to be successful down the road. I just think that mentally, he kind of got in his head and all the way that the media is. I think he's in his own head right now. Get out of his own head and just play the football, play loose, have fun. You're a kid. Enjoy this time of your life. I think DJ Uiagalelei could be in New York in the fall. Next time we get John Garcia on the show, we're going to try to talk about him or down the road talk to him about Uiagalelei's brother. I believe he's a defensive end, and Ohio State's going after him hard. That'll be something we'll talk to John about down the road because John, as you'll find out very quickly, John's phenomenal at the recruiting, phenomenal about knowing these up-and-coming young men and knowing the things that make them the recruits that they are. John Garcia is great. And trust me, you'll want to hear and enjoy and digest every part of this conversation between John Garcia and myself about Ohio State's two most recent commits. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted better gut health. I also wanted more energy, but ultimately I wanted a supplement that actually tastes great. Now, I've been taking Athletic Greens for a few weeks now, and I love it. It doesn't taste like it's super healthy. It has kind of a mild tropical taste that I actually look forward to each morning. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things wrapped up in one. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/college. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/college to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, it is John Garcia. He is the director of football recruiting for Sports Illustrated, and now he's a part of the Locked On Podcast Network as well. John Garcia Jr., how you doing, man?
Doing well. Ready to talk some Buckeyes. I know they've been putting in some work in my home state, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, they have been. You got a couple of guys that recruited recently within the past week. Would love to touch on both of them with you here today. First one we're going to go with is a young man from Tampa, 6'1", 190-pound cornerback, Deion Johnson. What can you tell us about him?
You know, Johnson is a guy that fits that Buckeye profile at the cornerback position. I think when you look at corners in particular, in the modern sense, Jay, they've really grown, right? We used to talk about, you know, your Ellis Hobbs, even your Darrell Revis's of the world at 5'10", great hips, good speed, all this technical talk. No, no, no. Corners now are 6 foot and above, long, rangy, with legitimate ball skills and speed. And Johnson's got all of those traits. And we've seen Ohio State thrive with cornerbacks that look like this. I mean, look at what Denzel Ward just got paid, right? I mean, he's 6'1", long kid, or long man, I should say, with great ball skills and speed. And that's what Johnson brings to the table. I mean, you watch his tape, a ton of interceptions in 2021 as a junior at Wharton High School. He kind of broke out, right? He was a known prospect locally, but really blew up with a huge junior season as a long physical corner. And again, those ball skills really show up when you talk about a modern day cornerback. Multiple interceptions, took several to the house as well. Really comfortable at the line of scrimmage, redirecting wide receivers, getting into the stem of their route, and a willing tackler on top of it. So I think he's got some technical refinement ahead of him in terms of just playing leverage a little bit better, pushing that pedal and staying on a lower plane, which is something we talk about with tall defensive backs all the time. But the ball skills, the instincts, all of those big boxes are absolutely checked with Johnson. And that's why he became such a national recruit, and the Buckeyes were able to land him sooner rather than later after they jumped in.
You mentioned Denzel Ward, and I wonder, I think he committed shortly before Denzel Ward got the bag, but I do think with Denzel Ward and how he's done in Cleveland, then the track record Ohio State has at that cornerback position, I think Deion Johnson knew that with my skill set, with how I currently am as a high schooler, knowing I can build some strength, add some good healthy weight, and then seeing just that track record of getting guys at this position to the NFL, and then after I commit, there's a guy that's getting literally the bag. I think Deion Johnson realizes, like, Ohio State is the place for him to go to be the best corner he can be to eventually get to the NFL.
Look, Jay, there's no way to sugarcoat it. I mean, when I first got into this business over a decade ago, kids talked to me about winning, and they talked to me about tradition and playing for their home state or whatever it is. You know what kids have started talking about? They talk about the NFL. They talk about, where can I go to become developed, regardless of position? But when you do look at cornerbacks, I mean, Ohio State's got the richest in NFL history now, but they've also had a consistent track record of bigger, longer corners going very early in the NFL draft. So that path to Sunday is just, it's illuminated. It's hard to miss at the cornerback position. I would say at Ohio State, it's as strong as anywhere else in the country, whether it's you're talking to your Alabamas, your Clemsons, Florida, LSUs of the world that go back and forth with the DBU thing. I mean, if you go by the money, it might be Ohio State. And again, with a kid coming up in the state of Florida, there's always been an Ohio State influence in this state. And the schools in state haven't been great, you know, in that same time span. So I do think all of those things factor in. But most importantly, as you said, Jay, Johnson understands the potential path to Sunday when you play at a school like Ohio State at his position.
John, I was reading a scouting report, and part of one of the numerous good things that they said about this young man, they said that he has the potential to shut down one side of the field. From what you have seen, would you agree with that statement?
I would. You know, I think when you're long and you use that as a physical advantage, I do think it creates a nightmare scenario for offensive coordinators, because now, in addition to being long and running well and playing the football well, now all of a sudden you can affect my wide receiver at the line of scrimmage. As the game has widened out and spread it out, we're playing basketball on grass now. What's more important? Timing. So if you can disrupt that timing at the very beginning of the play, now all of a sudden my whole rhythm offensively has a chance to go in the other direction. And then you throw on top of it ball skills and speed and a physicality to support the run. And there's just a lot to like about the newest Buckeye. And when you can disrupt timing, yeah, you have the opportunity to really shut down one side of the field. And as he gets more technically sound, that trait will only grow more.
How does he utilize his 4.5 speed on the field currently in high school?
He's really a long strider. We keep mentioning his length. You know, in a straight line, he is an elite sprinter. And I think that can open him up to a zone coverage. You know, this kid is really familiar and instinctive in the zone drops. And I think his speed allows him to take a little bit more risks. And again, when you're talking about a physical corner who's got good ball skills, you want him to have that right feel and know when to go and take those risks. So when you can run on top of all of that, it just widens your margin for error and allows you to play more freely, which is really hard to do in this day and age for defensive backs. I mean, any DB you look at, they're complaining one way or the other about how the game has changed and how it favors offense more now than it ever has in terms of penalties and what you can and can't do. So if you can play a little bit more freely, I think you have more opportunities to make plays. And Johnson's got the body and the athleticism to play freely at the cornerback position, which is not something we say every day.
What kind of competition is he dealing with down there in Tampa?
Excellent competition. Wharton is right in the heart of Tampa. You're playing multiple state champions or state qualifiers every single year. Schools like Tampa Jesuit, Tampa Bay Tech, Armwood. I mean, schools that have produced a ton of college and even NFL players on a relatively consistent basis. I think that Tampa competitive nature and atmosphere has become one of the most coveted areas to cover in the state of Florida, and particularly with defensive prospects, given the athletes you get in the Sunshine State, that's where we've seen a lot of opportunities pick up. And that conference, that area that he plays in is one of the best in the state, which in turn means it's one of the best in the country because of the football prowess in the state of Florida.
BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. We are here with John Garcia Jr. He is the director of football recruiting for Sports Illustrated. And now, like I mentioned about 7-8 minutes ago, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, John, not only was there Dijon Johnson, a part that committed recently, but also there's Bryson Rogers, 6'2", 170-pound young man, wide receiver. What do you like about him?
Well, he's a 7-on-7 teammate of Dijon. So these guys know each other incredibly well, so almost fitting that they commit around the same time. But Bryson Rogers is a bulldog with the football in his hands. I mean, just a big play wide receiver. I think he scored like 17 touchdowns last year. And if you watch his tape, Jay, it's from catching them short, running long. It's intermediate where he's breaking a couple tackles and then outrunning anybody or everybody. And then you've got samples where he's just beating everybody deep before the football ever arrived. So he's got a lot of complete wide receiver traits. And that's another thing that's really hard to find, because usually you can kind of label a wide receiver, right? Hey, this is a slot who's really quick and really good into his routes, or this is an outside guy who's bigger, a little bit, you know, more of a possession type of guy, occasionally can challenge the third level. Bryson could do all three of those things. I mean, when you're looking at Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia, from a wide receiver perspective, you can absolutely play anywhere. So Ohio State really did a good job lately surging in this recruitment, because early on we were hearing a lot of SEC vibes with Bryson. So once he got up to Columbus and obviously saw, you talk about track record on defense, how about this receiver track record at Ohio State? I mean, these are the two positions where OSU can kind of just go wherever, right, and pluck talent. Brian Hartline is arguably the best position-specific receiver coach in the country, and the production there has been better than anyone. And I think, again, really hard to ignore that no matter where you're from. But again, in Florida, there's a lot of Ohio State presence because of the pipeline that the state has been to the Buckeyes really over the last 10 years plus. But in terms of wide receiver skill set, Bryson can do basically everything. He's got great size, he's got great speed, he's instinctive, and he can put together some route combination. So I think he's more of a complete wide receiver as opposed to one of these guys that we label and put into a box.
You know, Johnny, think about that, being a complete wide receiver. And I've seen Brian Hartline not just transform the players at Ohio State from freshman to sophomore to junior and even to senior year, but he's also transformed the type of player, not just a guy that can be an outside X or a Z, not just a guy that can be a slot, but he wants you primarily to be someone that can play all over the field. If I need you in the slot, great. If I need you outside, great. Whatever the team needs you to be at, great. We saw Garrett Wilson go from the slot to the outside. It seemed like he didn't really miss a beat. And from what I'm hearing from you, I haven't really watched much tape on him at all, but it seems like Bryson Rogers can kind of be that guy that can be kind of a Swiss Army knife, little inside, little outside, whatever Brian Hartline needs him to do, this young man can do it.
Yeah, you kind of get lulled to sleep a little bit when you're watching Bryson's tape because he just continues to run away from Florida defensive backs. We just talked about, you know, with Johnson, the type of talent in the Tampa area. If you're running away from those guys, you're running away from FBS players, scholarship players, on a relatively consistent basis, it's quite alarming. And the school he plays for, Wiregrass Ranch, it was kind of all about Bryson Rogers and his quarterback, Rocco Becht, who signed with Iowa State. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the building knew, hey, they're going to throw the ball, and when they do throw the ball, it's going to be to Bryson. So for him to have such volume and high-scoring outputs while being the focal point of his entire school's offense also says a lot because of the talent that they face week in and week out. But yeah, I think he can line up inside, outside. He already has experience doing both. I think he's a developing route runner. I think he's got explosive traits, and he's shown signs of beginning to put it together as a route runner in terms of setting up a defender, winning leverage, and going from there. But as he polishes up as a senior, and certainly when he gets to OSU and works with Hartline every day, I think he can develop, and he has those quick twitch fibers to develop into a legitimate route runner, which is, of course, what really separates the explosive receivers from the great receivers like your Chris Olaves of the world who put it all together at the collegiate level. So I think Bryson Rogers fits right into what OSU's done at that position. And just like at corner, that is saying a whole lot.
John, I'm going to close out with this. I know a lot of people out there listening to this may Google Bryson Rogers 247 or Rivals or ESPN or On3 just to kind of get some little nuggets as far as how many stars are next to his name, what's his ranking nationally, what's his ranking in the state. I did it. I do it all the time. I tell people on the podcast, I don't care about the stars. I don't care about the rankings. Let the film do the talking for me. But for those people out there that put a lot of weight into the stars, this young man has 3 stars. But it sounds like he's going to be a good fit at Ohio State based off his skill set. To the person out there that might say he only has 3 stars, I don't want him, what would you say to them?
Well, I think Chris Olave was probably a 3-star coming in as well. But look, you know, I'm a veteran of the recruiting industry. I've worked for half of the sites that you just mentioned. Not a whole lot of people live in Tampa. He's not a kid who's been seen. Wiregrass Ranch isn't as no-brainer, hit on the head Tampa as Tampa Wharton is, where right. Johnson is from. So it's a little bit more out of the way. He doesn't do a ton of 7-on-7. He does some. Not a big camp guy either. He moved down from another state before last season. So he's a kid that I believe has gotten lost in the shuffle to a degree when it comes to some of these recruiting outlets. And sometimes it's nobody's fault. But obviously, again, if you're a wide receiver and you're picking between Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia, I mean, you're talking playoff teams that have thrived at that position, particularly OSU and Bama. Those are probably the top two in the country right there. When you're picking between those two programs at that position, you can absolutely play. And let's just say I don't believe that 3 stars will be his ceiling when it comes to those outlets. Everybody plays a little bit of catch up. Let's remember, it's April. These kids got, you know, 6 months before they sign a letter of intent or even more in some cases. So everything will catch up. Don't worry about what it looks like now. Worry about what it looks like come December where I think it'll be justified.
John, this was a lot of fun. First time here on the podcast, but looking forward to having you back on. Thanks for coming on Locked On Buckeyes and giving us some great insight to Dejon Robinson and Bryson Rogers. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Jay. Thanks for having me.